Cross country now in Brevard County, Florida. Memorial Day turned into a war against jellyfish. Brevard County Ocean Rescue says more than 800 people were stung from Cocoa Beach to Cape Canaveral. Maricopa County, Arizona. The man who bills himself as America's toughest sheriff may run for the Senate. U.S. Senate, that is. Joe Arpaio says he's raised $5 million without even trying. That's a quote from him. The sheriff says he might run for Senator John Kyle's seat in 2012. Kyle is retiring.
It's something I'm looking at, and it comes up all the time. So I'm not going to make my decision yet. I'll make it pretty soon. I don't have to be a U.S. Senator to get a little press in Washington, D.C.
No, he really doesn't. And the royal newlyweds will spend 3 days in Los Angeles as part of their first North American tour. Will and Kate, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, will spend 8 days touring Canada before ending their visit in L.A. July 8th, 9th, and 10th. A palace spokesman calls it a working visit. They'll be raising money for charity. This week, we're going in-depth on Medication Nation. Americans have been led to believe by doctors and advertisers in the pharmaceutical industry that there's a pill to cure just about everything. CNN Network's looked into the politics and the pills. Today, John Zarella reports on Florida's pill mill problem.
On the side of a busy Hollywood, Florida road, a memorial. Renee Doyle comes here once a week.
And he was laying on the road covered, but I didn't know it was him.
A couple of years ago, on a December evening, Renee's son Blaine, out of his mind with pain pills, she says, walked into traffic, was hit, and killed. Renee is a nurse. She's not sure when her son's addiction began. Ultimately, he was hooked on a prescription drug cocktail.
The combination of oxycodone with methadone and Xanax.
In Florida, satisfying his habit was easy. He would doctor shop, going from one pill mill to the next, where no one asked questions.
The amounts are ridiculous. They would give him, you know, 240 of 30 milligram oxys and an additional 120 of 15 milligrams of oxy at one visit.
So you're talking 360 pills?
Yep, and 90 Xanax, and then just go on to another pill mill.
Broward County was the epicenter for painkiller pill mills. There were 27 just in one city, Oakland Park. Police conducted raids. As soon as one was shut down, another would open. People from across the southeastern United States came here for pills. Florida became known as the OxyContin Express.
In a six-month time frame alone, in two counties in Florida, Broward and Palm Beach, over 9 million oxycodone pills were dispensed.
Bondi, Florida's newly elected attorney general, made it her mission to get legislation passed that would shut down the pill mills.
Mike DeWine, the attorney general in Ohio, called me and said, Pam, they're flying down from Ohio to Florida. Help us. You got to stop this problem.
A pill mill bill passed in the Florida legislature. It stops doctors from dispensing painkillers in their offices or clinics. Surgeons and hospices are exempt. It establishes a drug monitoring database where pharmacies will enter information on painkiller prescriptions aimed at stopping doctor shopping. The majority of the 50 states now have a database, and on the federal level, a bill has been introduced that doubles from 10 to 20 years the prison sentence for anyone convicted of running a pill mill, and it imposes a $3 million fine. On a side street in Fort Lauderdale, across from a pain clinic, people gather. Many are mothers who meet once a month outside a different pain clinic. Renee Doyle is among them. The signs they hold up carry pictures of sons or daughters who died from an overdose. They blame the doctors who made it so easy.
As far as I'm concerned, they're murderers. They're truly murderers. These doctors have no conscience.
The mothers vow to continue their monthly rallies until not a single pill mill remains. John Zarella, CNN, Hollywood, Florida.